I have exciting news. I've received a letter from your brother.
Oh, really? And how is my older brother, Jonathan? I hope Calgary's treating him well.
Oh, just fine. The family is well, Mary's feeling fine, and his business is growing.
She's anything but calm. I know that something's wrong. I barely know my brother. It's 10 years since he's been gone.
His letter, Elizabeth, is mainly about you.
And there it is. I knew it. That gleam, I could see right through it. Oh, really? About me?
Oh, yes, dear, quite specifically. He asked if, well,
I really think it best I read it. There's nothing I can say to precede it. His request is clear.
And I hope I want to hear. Well, of course, his letters always are so dear.
My dearest mother, greetings from Calgary in spring. The children send their love and, well, he says some other things. Where was it? Ah, here it is. Opportunities are endless, with hearts willing to try. The fortunes to be made here are as boundless as the sky.
Oh, he is such a writer, and gifted, no doubt.
Is he suggesting father move out west to help him out?
I've missed you so, my family so dear. It would be such a comfort to have one of you out here.
One of us?
Of course, you might assume that men would better tame the West. But opportunities for women are abundant, I confess.
Women branching out, building businesses and towns? Imagine that. I like the way that sounds.
If we are to expand this land and help our nation grow, we need young wives to keep our homes and our children.
And here we go.
So I thought of Elizabeth.
Of course he did. Why not? I'm looking for a farmer or a Mountie. I forgot.
For teachers are so needed here. The children pray each day that God would send a teacher our way.
The superintendent here is eager to employ her, and she would be in my care always. With great love and affection, Jonathan. I was against the idea at first, but then I realized it would be such a grand opportunity for you. So, what do you think?
I don't know.
I know it's sudden, but what does your heart tell you?
I'm not quite sure. It's quite a shock. Not at all like I planned.
I understand. Just take your time. And know that I'm at peace to let you go if you decide.
Now, darling, I must leave. Your father's on his way. I'll see you in the morning.
Very well. I'll get the tray. And just like that, with one request, she sends me to my brother in the West. But what of me? My life is here. I have my students and my friends and my career. With just a letter, my whole world is inside out. All I thought I knew and wanted turns to questions and doubts. Then I hear that little voice begin to say, move on, it's the day. Take a chance, try your wings, come away. Perhaps I'm foolish, perhaps naive, but that voice keeps whispering, just believe. Trust your heart, sing your song. Now's the time to step out and move on. To adventure ahead, and to all the unknowns. To the challenge of fears, till my courage has grown. To the calling to teach, till my students have reached the stars. Now's my chance, and I know there's a dream in my head.